It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Howland. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're here till 11 o'clock. And feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we are broadcasting live over at the Computer Talk with Tab listener network over in the old Facebooks. And you're welcome to check us out there. And I also want to thank you guys for coming out to our big e-cycling event last Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Second annual.
Mm-hmm.
And we collected a lot of e-cycling so that it wouldn't end up in a landfill. And we'll have a third one next year around the same time, we think.
Beautiful.
So we very much appreciate you guys keeping the stuff out of landfill and stopping by and saying hello. A lot of great folks drove through and did their thing and waved to us, and we appreciate it very much.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, so a little windy.
just slightly.
But aside from that, it was good. All right. As usual and customary, we have some technology news you can use, and Dennis has got some stuff for us.
Yeah, we have an example of technology companies behaving badly. In this case, it's Kaspersky. And the reason this even came about is to prevent Kaspersky from behaving badly. On American computers.
Right. Russia.
As we may or may not remember, Kaspersky was banned in the United States.
Yes.
I believe by executive order, or was it a was it a congressional act? I'm not sure.
No, I think it was executive. Six yeah, one
at any rate, it's been banned.
Yes.
And there were, you know,
plenty of good reasons.
I mean, I'm not saying it shouldn't have been done.
No.
We haven't been fans of Kaspersky for some time now.
Yeah, so it didn't make any sense. Why would you want Russian antivirus
software on your computer? Right. At any rate, because Kaspersky was being banned, that was going to leave people's computers who had purchased it without any antivirus, which is not necessarily a bad thing in the Windows world, because it just means that Defender, which is built into Windows, will take over.
Right.
So that it I mean, it sounds like a concern, but ultimately it isn't really much of one.
No.
However, Kaspersky decided to take that business and hand it to another company.
Mm.
That company is called Ultra AV.
Ultra AV.
Yes.
I've now, never heard of them.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. They're pretty new.
Oh.
And they might have actually been created for this event, for
so
all
the,
I know.
The president is like Alexandrov Popov.
Well,
and it's incorporated in Delaware.
Well, they might be incorporated in Delaware, but at any rate, it's supposed to be an American company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take that for what it is.
Right.
At any rate, the real problem here
is
that on Windows computers, on Windows computers that had Kaspersky, they were summarily. They summarily had Kaspersky uninstalled from them and then Ultra AV installed.
Right.
And a lot of people did not know that was happening. They just sat down at their computer in the morning, started working on it, and then they noticed that there's this funny software on there now.
Yeah.
Ultra AV? I don't remember installing that. Do you?
No.
I didn't put it there, but Kaspersky put it there.
Nice.
Now, Kaspersky is defending what they did, saying, number one, we didn't want to leave people's computers unprotected.
Sure.
Which, again, is not a concern with Windows 10 and 11.
Right.
Matter of fact, it's not a concern with Windows 8.
Right.
Because all of them will have Defender in there.
Right.
At any rate, now, they said that they had to do something, so they, you know, handed it over to...
They had no choice.
Yeah.
They had no choice. Things, they, had to, they had to get Ultra AV in there, and Alexandrov Popov, who is the COO of Ultra AV. Actually, we have no idea. We should probably look that up. But that obviously is fishy, right? Come on.
Right. Now, what they did say is that they had emailed their customers to tell them in advance that this is going to happen.
Right.
The problem is that for not every one of those accounts did they have a good email address to send to.
Right.
So a lot of people literally were never notified.
And as an enemy of the state, for crying out loud, most email providers could have even blocked any email coming from Kaspersky if they wanted to, right?
That's true. However, if Ultra AV is the one that was doing it, they could have sent an email.
Right.
And apparently they are based in the U.S., theoretically. I don't know. I mean, the problem is that this happened without people knowing it.
Right.
And suddenly people are looking at their computers. They got stuff on there they didn't know was going to be there.
Right.
And, you know, that's just, you know, dirty pool in the world of technology. And it turns out that in the Mac world, because Kaspersky did have a Mac product, in that world, you were actually given a prompt. And you were told, Kaspersky has been banned. We're installing Ultra AV.
Okay.
Continue.
Right. Yes or no?
No, there was no. Just a button to continue. Now, you can like refrain from clicking the button.
Proceed.
And it won't happen. But they didn't really give you a chance to opt out is the problem. I mean, they did give you a warning. And apparently that's the difference between the operating systems.
Gotcha.
And to be honest, you know, Mac is Unix-based.
Yeah, right.
So there are some things about administrative functions that actually force user interaction, which this button would have done.
Right.
In the Windows world, things are a lot more fishy.
So you could have you could just confirm that you have something loaded on your machine or not. Otherwise, you'd be stuck at that prompt.
Right.
Oh, man. In other news, I was on with Brian on Tuesday, and I talked about a new AI that was really kind of cool. Probably the first AI I actually found so far that, for me, that has had some use. I mean, there's plenty of other AI out there. Excuse me. It's called Notebook LM, and it's a Google product, so the Googleplex is involved. And it's like a research tool, and it's really kind of interesting in that the example we had given during Brian's show was that it actually creates what's called a deep dive. And the deep dive is a summary, an audio summary from Bob and Karen, I'll call them. They literally sound like NPR people. So I can't come up with the crazy names. Bob and Karen is all I'll come up with. And they would summarize the content that you ingested into Notebook LM. So here's the thing, right? So I said to myself, all right, I'm going to go ahead and look at the Inflation Reduction Act, right? And obviously, if you're listening to this station, you know when they put titles on acts, we know that they're all full of baloney. They're, you know, mm-hmm. It could have been called the Peanut Butter and Jelly Act and would have nothing to do with peanut butter and jelly, as we all know. So what I did was I took the actual Inflation Reduction Act that was created in 2022, and took it right from the Library of Congress, right? I mean, we all know that the legislators don't read it. The media doesn't read it. They have no idea what these things are. So when the media talks to the legislators and then try to explain the rest of us what they just did to us, we have no idea. Well, guess what? Notebook LM will go ahead and ingest it, and in a few minutes, you have the Googleplex crunching in what the Inflation Reduction Act is, and Bob and Karen will then explain it to you in 7 minutes or 10 minutes.
In a conversational format instead of like a lecture.
Correct. So it's like Wow. You're listening to a podcast. That
in itself is very, very cool as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. It is cool. It was crazy cool, right? So I was sitting there listening to it, and so it wouldn't be something like it's going to go over your head with all these terms and stuff. They have all this conversational, like a podcast type of description. Of course, the Inflation Reduction Act is really boiled down to the government now, from what I understand, based on what Bob and Karen said, could actually negotiate drug prices for like a handful of drugs, like five.
Oh, five.
Yay. And then maybe 10 next year, 20 after that. So that's not going to help with inflation.
Inflation, maybe, but
on five drugs. And then all sorts of green projects. Now, green is not cheaper than natural gas or fossil fuels. So that's not going to reduce inflation. And then, of course, the CBO came in as part of this whole thing, and they said, well, the Inflation Reduction Act would reduce the quote-unquote deficit by $90 billion.
Oh.
$90 billion is literally, I think we give that to Ukraine every 20 minutes. So that was the summary, right? And, of course, they described the fact that Inflation Reduction, there's nothing in it that says anything about reducing the cost of your rotisserie chicken, right? You're still going to pay way more than you should. Gas and all the things that we deal with inflation is not being impacted and actually probably increasing costs, right? And so you listen to this podcast by Bob and Karen, I'll call them, and it was very informative. Then I said to myself, okay, so they referenced the CBO, the Connecticut, the nonpartisan, right, group of folks that are supposed to score these things.
Yeah.
So now it's 2 years later. I went and found the CBO now looking at what the Inflation Reduction Act actually did.
Mm-hmm.
And I also brought in the Tax Foundation. So you can ingest those two groups talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. And then, of course, it describes the fact that, of course, the CBO was off by a factor of, I don't know, massive. It is now increasing the budget by $400 billion.
Okay.
Because you know what you do with an electric car, Dennis?
What?
You subsidize it.
Oh,
to the
tune
of a lot of money.
Right, right.
And guess what? You don't pay taxes on when you're driving an electric car. Gas, federal gas taxes.
Right.
There's so many things.
Yeah, you're just getting electricity. That's it.
Right. So all those dollars don't go back to the Fed. And so it's a $400 billion whack. And they just then they go and review, again, what the actual outcome of the Inflation Reduction Act was. So basically the CBO is as accurate as a weatherman.
Okay.
I mean, how can you be off by that much? 90 billion savings versus 400 billion cost, right? This is crazy. But the beauty of it is that I see going forward is now we do not need to rely on a talking head, an expert, right? As long as this stays straight down informative and you just take the information and ingest it right from whoever wrote it. Even if you're in the state of Connecticut and it's like 5 minutes before the end of the session and some speaker gives you some multi-thousand page bill that you have to vote on in 20 seconds, you actually can ingest it and have them tell you what you're about to get, you're about to do to us and actually make an informed decision rather than having the whip tell you to do it because he knows where you live. So it's informative for all of us. I would tell you to play with it. It's called Notebook LM. You can ingest whatever you can find. Now, of course, when you ingest biased information, it's going to give you a biased answer probably, right? The wherever your sources are.
Right. That would flavor whatever this podcast is that gets produced.
Correct. So I picked the CBO and the Tax Foundation to see what it would say about the Inflation Reduction Act 2 years after it's been done. And it was very interesting. So play with it. It's where things are going. And I have hope about all of it. So check it out. We'll put a link to the information. And we're going to step out for a quick break. Get on our lines here, guys. 860-522-9842 is the number.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
We'll be right back. All right. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're going to go right to Ed in West Hartford first. What's happening, Ed?
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
I have a comment and a question.
Sure.
First of all, I've learned a lot from your show. I think it's very informative, and it's a great public service, so accolades to you and your staff.
Thanks. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. And with that said, I think you should rename your show Computer Genius with Tab.
Well, I think Apple might have they might have a trademark on genius where computers are concerned. I don't know.
And my wife wouldn't agree.
Okay. I'm not really trying to flag you, but you really stumped, you guys, and I give you a lot of credit for that. But anyway, my question is, I have an Android smartphone,
and
a good friend of mine has an iPhone, and we used to be able to text back and forth, and suddenly she can't get my text, but I can get her text. No one seems to have an answer for that. Any ideas?
I've been dealing with this myself a little bit.
Yeah.
iPhones have I'm just going to put this charitably, a non-standard way of handling text messages.
Right.
When you're using an iPhone, you are not sending SMS.
Right.
What you are doing is you are in an app called iMessage or Messages. I don't even know what they call it anymore.
Yeah.
But at any rate, you're in their app. Their app is handling your message.
Yep.
And it handles it however it wants to. It knows what phone number it's going to, and it knows what the content is, obviously, and it will route that text whatever way it thinks is the best way to go. And there's kind of the Android and Apple worlds are they're actually in a schism over how to handle texts. There's a new protocol called RCS, which Android will use and most other systems will use, and which operates at a hardware level, which means it doesn't matter what operating system you've got. Yep. If you've got the hardware in the phone to do it, it'll do it. Apple refuses to use that.
Right, because they just like this.
Categorically refuses. They are not even talking about it.
Right. They want to be, if you want to be in our ecosphere, join it. If you want to fight it, we don't, no text for you.
The answer to your question is for your friend with the iPhone to contact Apple tech support and find out how to get those texts to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or for you to get, or for her to get yours, whichever way you're going.
Right.
This is an Apple's ball. It's on their side of the net in the tennis game.
Yeah.
And they have to hit it back now.
Well, we use pickleball these days.
Okay, pickleball. So the ball now has bounced on Apple's side of the court, and it's up to them to hit it back, okay?
Right. It's bounced twice.
And they are the only ones that can fix it.
Okay.
All right, Ed.
Because this is only perhaps after, since the last 2 or 3 weeks, we had open text communication. All of a sudden, she said, I never got your text.
Yeah,
she texts me. I get her text, so but I will share that with her.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for the information. Have a great weekend, you guys.
Thanks, Ed. You too.
Okay. All bye.
Right. Bye. Bye. We're gonna be here till 11 o'clock. One line open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. We are here live. Here in the studio, a couple of pasty white computer geeks here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We'll be right back.
Ever scroll through the news and see some crazy investment just like blowing up and you think like, who is buying this stuff?
Right.
It's kind of like, are we seeing the greater fool theory in action?
Yeah.
Which is what we're diving into today, right?
Yeah.
Trying to help you avoid being, well, the greater fool.
Exactly.
We've got this Investopedia article. It's really great. It breaks down, all the basics. But I think we should go, way beyond that, because this isn't just some like abstract theory. This has played out time and again.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout history, right?
Or many times over. And sometimes with pretty dramatic consequences because, the theory is basically you can buy something overpriced.
Those people that don't exist.
As long as you think that there's
they are AI, that's Bob and Karen that I just described. That's Notebook LM. I had ingested Investopia on greater fool theory because it seems, our feeling on Bitcoin, which is the ultimate greater fool theory product out there. And that's what they sound like. You can even hear their breath. They literally sound like two NPR folks chatting back and forth, right? And I just ingested it in there, and That's what it spit out. It's going to spit out a 7-minute explanation of greater fool theory, as Investopia had put it in their article, right? And it's creepy. I mean, they sound like regular humans with all these weird inflections and breath, and they even do the right and the whole like, and, you know, it's just holy moly, right? And it'll explain greater fool theory to those of you who are investing in Bitcoin, so you stop it. I'm just kidding. Actually, the word invest in Bitcoin actually shouldn't be in the same sentence.
True.
So that's Notebook LM for you. Check it out. It is really cool. It's experimental, so it's only going to get quote-unquote better, or it'll get quote-unquote worse, depending on the fact that Google is do no evil is gone.
Well, it might also depend on what it ingests along the way.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the past content is going to create future content with AI. So
correct. All right, let's go to your calls. We're going to go to David in Harwinton. No G in Harwinton. What's going on, David?
Hey, well, I have a virus on my computer.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Trojan virus.
Okay.
Oh. And Microsoft is all over it. The only thing I could get is what Microsoft is telling me, different things to X out, but my mouse doesn't work because I would just X them out. Now, there's nothing on my computer that's personal or financial. I mostly just go to YouTube and listen to music.
All right.
So if somebody wants to check out, if anybody in this world wants to check out what I do on my computer, welcome to it.
Right.
Just don't put a virus on it.
Now, when you say Microsoft says, did you get a pop-up that said to call a number?
I did.
Oh, okay. Boy. And did you call that number?
I did, but as soon as I started listening to that number, it doesn't really pertain to solving the virus problem.
Correct. Because
I think it's a bogus number.
You're exactly right. It is bogus.
Yeah.
So we're going to tell you don't even have a virus.
You don't.
Okay.
So you have probably just a browser hijack that is getting you to call that number that says they're Microsoft and that they're going to solve something for you, and they're not. They are pure criminals. They're crooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are literally in the third world sitting down at a call center somewhere, probably in India.
Yes.
And they have a nice healthcare plan and 401k as they swindle Americans out of $350 to $500 a call, right?
Yes.
And they're going to go into your system and do who knows what type of damage. So you don't have a virus. You have what's called most likely a browser hijack that displays that 800 number that says it's Microsoft. So the key here is to help you get rid of that browser hijack. And this is such a common scam, the Microsoft scam. It's out there. It's not Microsoft.
Yes.
So we'll put a link up there as to how to get rid of it. Do you have another computer for you that you can use to go follow our instructions?
No.
You don't?
No, I'd have to go to the library to do it.
Okay. That's okay. You can go to the library, computertalkwithtab.com, and there should be some straightforward instructions, I would think.
Yeah, we'll get an article posted about it.
Because it's so common, but you do not have a virus. They're just trying to scare you into calling them. Then they'll take your credit card and not solve anything. They'll show you how infected you are, which you're not. Okay. You'll get infected if you give them access to your machine. That would be really bad. So it's not legit. Now,
So computertalk.com.
Nope. Computertalkwithtab.com, the name of the show.com, which also works. So there'll be a link up there for specifically for, taking care of the Microsoft scam, because I bet you there's like a bazillion articles out there on this.
There are.
Yeah.
There are.
And you've helped other people to not fall prey. If your computer ever tells you or gives you a phone number to call, it's A, it's not that smart, and B, the companies don't care about you. It's not legit.
Okay.
All right, never.
The thing is, like, my mouse doesn't even work. My pointer is gone.
Right.
So I'm kind of stuck with what's on the screen.
What happened is that the browser has, like Eric said, it's been hijacked.
Right.
It's running a script. One of the things that script is doing is preventing you from seeing your mouse.
Okay.
So you can move it around all over the place, and you're not going to know where it is on the screen.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
Now, the goal, what I'm going to suggest you do right now, if that is what you're seeing on the computer, is hit Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah, Control-Alt-Delete.
Go ahead.
And then you'll see a special menu come up. One of the items at the bottom is going to be Task Manager. Click that. And you should be able to see the mouse at that point.
All right. Say that again, because I sort of missed that.
All right. You hit Control-Delete. You'll get a special menu. At the bottom, there will be Task Manager. Mm-hmm. You should be able to see the mouse at that point and click that.
That's on your website?
No, it's on your computer.
On your computer right now, assuming that that's what you're looking at on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not even looking at my computer, but... But how do I get Control-Delete would be on the keyboard?
Control-Delete on the keyboard, yes.
It's the Control key, the Alt key, and the Delete key. Control-Alt-Delete.
Hit them all at the same moment.
And Delete. Control and Delete.
Nope. Control, Alt, and Delete. Three keys.
A-L-T.
There you go.
Okay. And that gets me my mouse back.
No.
Well, it will because it'll throw a special menu up.
Ah, gotcha.
And you'll be able to see Task Manager, and you can click on that.
Okay.
Then, inside of Task Manager,
you're
going to find in the list of processes that's running, whichever browser you're using. It might be Chrome, it might be Edge, it might be Firefox, it might be something else.
Right.
Okay. But whichever browser you use, you click on that, right-click on it with the right mouse button.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you close the task.
And that'll give you your computer
that'll
back.
That'll give you your computer back.
Okay.
All right.
Because I use Microsoft Chrome.
Okay. You're going to end the Chrome process. It's not Microsoft Chrome. That's Google Chrome.
I mean Google Chrome.
That's okay. And you
can tell I just listened to music on YouTube.
Hey, no, it's great. No, no problem. And you'll turn that off, and then you'll be able to, when you get a chance, go to the library, and it'll have some instructions as to how to kind of clear that browser hijack. You're going to clear the cache, most likely, out of your browser. But who knows if there's additional steps you have to take.
Okay.
All right, David, but you have no virus on your computer. It's just bad guys trying to get you to call a number.
Very good.
All right.
You guys are really helpful. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure, sir.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so he's got something to do. Let's go on to Jeff, our favorite guy down there in Columbia, South Carolina. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, not much. How you guys doing this morning?
Pretty good. Were you in the path of Helene?
Yes. The power went out. Roof got damaged. Other than that, we're still alive and kicking. Had to go pick up my grandmother up in Newberry, South Carolina. All the power's out there.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Glad you're safe and doing good.
Yep. What about you guys?
I got a place down on the golf course coast of Florida, and it still has power. It really has no right to have power, but it does. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. I talked to a relative of mine down there in Florida, and they said they fine. They didn't really get hit. So I said, okay, that's good.
Yeah, I'm okay, but the area along the beaches are pretty full of sand. Eight-foot storm surge, not good.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at it now. See the Keys, Florida. They kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I wanted to talk to you about today, I pray that everybody do be okay, though.
Mm-hmm.
The Midland Tech here is offering a AI class.
Oh, neat.
I had checked with them when AI started kicking and they didn't have anything, and now they sent me a book and they got Artificial Intelligence Made Easy. For $3.95.
There you go. $3.95. Yeah. That sounds like a good start to read about artificial intelligence. I would tell you, Jeff, before you buy the book, check out
online. It's an online course.
Oh, online course for $3.95. All right. You know, you're not going to spend a lot of money. You can check it out.
Yeah.
Check out that Notebook LM I was talking about.
Okay.
And that is really easy. I literally spent just a few minutes with it. Less than 20 minutes so far.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that it does is just really cool, and there's lots of AI out there, whether it be, you know, AI that can describe things for you. You've got ChatGPT that can help you understand things and create code, and you've got graphical AI that'll actually produce artwork for you and images and graphics. It's just there's so many options out there. It's still kind of in its infancy as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Yeah, I feel the same way. and the reason that car, I said, let me talk to the expert, man. You think that's a good move to go ahead and take that course?
For less than $4, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Less than $4, I said $395.
Oh, I thought you said $3.95. Oh, no, don't.
$3.95, I wouldn't even call you last year.
Well, hey, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Nah, too early.
I
would not.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend that kind of money on AI. I mean, the beauty of AI is you shouldn't have to.
Right, exactly.
Right? So you should be able to use the Googleplex to AI to Google AI, and it would tell you what AI is all about. And that's what I'm saying. Check out that Notebook LM.
Notebook.
Check out some chat GPT and play with that a little bit before you AI made easy. Let's not have you spend that kind of money yet.
Right.
Before you play with it a little bit and see if you have any value in it. So, no, I'm sorry. I thought it was like a $395 paperback. It's a $395 course. No, I wouldn't do that. Not yet. You could also check out ACI Learning, the guy at West Bryan's group there, and see if they have any AI courses. That might make more sense. And also check out if there's a senior center or something like that, or the local community college, maybe they would have some reputable AI courses if you want to take them, but it is still kind of early.
Right.
So I would tell you to be cautious a little bit. Don't.
All right. Appreciate it.
You got it, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good day now.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, $390. That seems a little pricey.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
For AI made easy.
And I remember when college textbooks were very expensive, but $395, that's even beyond that.
We never read them, though.
Well,
now you don't even have to read them. Now you can just dump them into Notebook LM, and then they'll give you the whole summary of the whole textbook in 7 minutes. You can have Bob and Karen explain your textbook. All right, we'll step out for a quick break. Right, Brian? Right, Kevin? There you are. We're going to step out for a quick break. Sandy and Joyce, hang on. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab here till 11 o'clock. A couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And if you are taking an AI course that is valuable, let us know. Jeff's looking for one. Preferably less than $395.
Yeah, you don't want to pay that.
So let's get to your calls here. We're going to go to who's on the line. Joyce has been on the longest. What's going on there, Joyce?
Hi.
Hi.
I think I managed to mess this up myself.
Hmm.
During the week, I opened my laptop and I use Google Chrome.
All right.
And I'm on different websites, and on the right hand side of the computer screen is a strip of different emails that are showing up, and it gives you the let you close it, and then there's also a block. Well, anyway, I would close one and another one would take its place. I close and it filled up the right hand side of the screen as pop-ups. From my email was all it. It seemed legitimate. I don't know why all of a sudden that happened, but it did upon awakening one day.
So when you say the right side of your screen, is it running Chrome popping up and showing you email addresses like that?
Yeah, no, I was on websites at that point.
You're on websites, okay.
I was on websites, and because it interfered with me reading the information on the website.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, so I said, okay, I'm going to have to, some kind of reason or another, Yahoo email was popping up on my computer as pop-ups.
Okay.
So I thought I could fix it myself. Well, I kind of did.
Mm.
I don't have it anymore.
All right.
However, I have on my Google screen, the initial screen on my Google.
Yeah.
On the right hand corner, up top, I have my three dots. Well, initially the three dots gave me the word error, but next to it, it had another bubble and it said pause.
Right.
So I open pause up. And It says I'm not signed in.
Right.
I don't to what? I don't know.
To Google.
But it says okay. It says sync is paused.
Yeah.
So why? So I'm thinking, why can't I unsync or why can't I unpause the sync and let it be synced?
Right.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that little head there. There's a little blue head, right, next to the three dots.
You mean if I open it? Yeah.
You got it. So
pause.
Google wants to know who is browsing and where you're going, and so instead of guessing anymore, they've just outright said log in, right? They're going to say log in as you, and basically they will then be able to track exactly what you do on the interwebs because you're saying, hey, Google, this is Joyce. I'm logging in, and now you can go ahead and track me specifically. Isn't that lovely?
Well, I thought, yeah, I know. Isn't that lovely? That's probably why I ended up with banners of emails.
I don't know about that. I don't know. That's your Yahoo page coming up. It sounds like.
Well,
yeah.
If I go
to sign in, it gives me my email address, and
yes,
then
ma'am.
I hit next.
Yeah.
And
then it wants your password. It wants your email password. Your Gmail.
Well,
password.
The thing is, they got it, and it's correct. But when I go to next, it won't go any further. It says wrong password.
Then it's the wrong password.
Right. You've got to put in the correct one.
Oh no! It is correct.
Well, so I believe you. I believe you were saying what you were saying is true, but it is not correct. If it was correct,
as far as they're concerned,
it
would go.
Yeah,
in.
It would. If it were correct, it would be in. Yeah. So there's got to be something wrong with it.
And you might
I looked on my password manager.
Yeah.
Not that that's. Yeah, I looked on that, and I have the same password for Facebook, and I have two accounts apparently for Yahoo,
mm-hmm.
and all three of them have the same password.
Well, Yahoo is not Google.
Right.
The email
it's
is
different.
A Gmail account.
Oh, that's true,
account.
Too.
Right.
That's true.
Yep, thank you. Go log in your Gmail account into that little blue head. So yes, you do.
I do?
Otherwise, that sync wouldn't have worked.
Right. It wouldn't be telling you that the sync is broken.
Right. You're trying to log into your Yahoo account, but that Google's not Yahoo.
Yeah.
All right. You got it?
I have to dream up one because I don't have a password for Google.
You do, actually. That's
you
the
do.
Problem.
You have to.
You
got to
recover it.
Yeah, I know, but if I did it, it was 100 years ago, and I never kept track of that.
Yeah, do a password recovery.
Right.
Otherwise, you'll start a new entity as a new Joyce. You can be Joyce 2 now, as far as Google goes. But we're running out of time. Does that make sense, Joyce?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye bye now.
We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.